The villa's origins date back to the 12th century, when the building was a defensive tower. In 1477, Giovanni and Lorenzo di Pierfrancesco de' Medici purchased the building, which then began to assume today's appearance. The two men, cousins of Lorenzo the Magnificent, transformed the building into an extra-urban villa. There, they hosted humanists and philosophers, such as Marsilio Ficino, and collected paintings such as the Primavera, Spring, and the Birth of Venus by Sandro Botticelli. This garden also inspired Botticelli to depict flowery meadows in his works. Towards the middle of the 16th century, the Duke, later Grand Duke Cosimo I de' Medici, acquired the villa and garden, which followed the family events. When the line died out in 1743, the property passed to the Habsburg Lorrains, the new rulers of Tuscany. In 1861, it passed to King Vittorio Emanuele II of Savoy. It is to him we owe the name Villa Reale, or Royal Villa, by which the building is known. The green space behind the villa is one of the earliest examples of an Italian garden, with hedges, regular-shaped box trees, and spaces divided geometrically. The garden still has the ancient citrus fruits, dwarf plants, fountains, and caves. In front of the villa, there used to be a large basin for collecting water and breeding fish, called avivaio, or nursery. For this reason, the property was also known as Il Vivaio. In 1919, the Italian state acquired the garden, turning it into a national museum, while the villa became the headquarters of the linguistic academy Accademia della Crusca. The painting by Giusto Utens, part of a series of 17 lunettes depicting the Medici villas from a bird's eye view between the late 16th and early 17th centuries, is a crucial testimonial to better understanding the garden's original appearance and its allegorical, political, and celebratory meanings.